Yes, it's broadly concerning, and we actually welcome recent news of a Senate inquiry into climate change impacts on our ocean environment. And you marry our mangrove dieback experience with the coral bleaching events on the East Coast. Again, poorly reported, some massive changes, or in fact, disappearance of kelp beds along hundreds of kilometres of the West Australian coastline, migration of warmer water species down the East Coast further south in response to warming temperatures. And you've got quite a lot of changes that are going on that are indicators of really climate change in action. And this industry, the fishing industry, and I think as agribusiness generally, are really at the forefront of feeling those changes and needing to adapt one way or the other.
How would you compare those phenomena, coral bleaching compared with the mangrove dieback and the focus that they've received from the government?
I've been disturbed by the lack of interest in the impact of those mangrove deaths. We've had nobody on the ground to look at what the possible cause was. We can speculate about climate change, but it might be a disease event or another contamination or something, but we just don't know. These are really question marks for the various governments to be thinking about, and certainly for the industry to be watching.
Speaking of which, your boats, there are a number of long-term skippers and crew members out there. What anecdotal information are you getting from them about possible causes?
Yeah, they're pretty well removed from it because these mangroves sit beyond the shore. So it's a species called Avicennia that's been impacted. It's the secondary pioneering species. It's behind the frontline species. So for a fisherman, he's not going to see that. And the results are likely to be seen in the nets, you know, possibly next year or the year after. But again, it's relative, you know, 9%, would you pick it up? Would you pick it up out of the general noise, which is seasonal variation? I'm not sure. We just don't know. That's the problem.
And it sounds like this Senate inquiry will hopefully get to the bottom of some of the science, at least.
Well, I think it just starts to frame a broader conversation about climate change and impacts on, you know, our ocean and lands, and bit of blatant self-promotion. But as a company, Austral Fisheries this year committed to offsetting all of our carbon emissions through planting trees. And that's not trivial. You know, when you think about this business burns 8 or 9 million litres of diesel, rather 7 or 8 million litres of diesel a year. That's us very publicly stating that we believe it's a problem, that we believe that we have a responsibility to at least do our bit, and that we're prepared to step up rather than just wring our hands and suck our teeth.